Hey, 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 this is Ian Vanek, your host of the Scene Point Blank podcast. Scene Point Blank is a webzine from the internet, and this is the corresponding podcast. Tonight's episode is Olympia-centric. First up, Girls Living Outside Society Shit with We Are From the Future. Their album is entitled Trans Day of Revenge. Here we go. Gloss with We're From the Future. Their album is entitled Trans Day of Revenge. Rumor has it that Gloss broke up when they were asked to be on a much larger punk label, arguably one of the most punk things you can do when you're living outside of society's shit. Up next, we have Manic Pixie Dream Boat, a modern group from Olympia that's getting a lot of heat. Their song Elephant's Fool is up next on the Scene Point Blank podcast. Scene Point Blank podcast is brought to you by no one. That's right, Scene Point Blank is an independent podcast and webzine on the internet. So like, comment, subscribe, and follow. Check out Manic Pixie Dream Boat with their song Elephant's Fool from Olympia, Washington. Here we go.
Let's go. trigger. Change everything with a click.
Manic Pixie Dreamboat playing their song Elephant's Fool from Olympia, Washington. Check them out nationally and internationally. They're really doing their thing right now. Up next, we have Fits of Depression. What can you say about Fits of Depression? All through the 90s, they were one of the greatest punk bands from Olympia, Washington, playing with the likes of Melvins and Nirvana and often besting them on stage, honestly. Unfortunately, we lost their lead singer Mikey Dees not too long ago. Fitz released an LP posthumously known as the Epilogue LP, so run out and grab that if you still can. Up next, we got Fitz of Depression on the Scene Point Blank podcast. Rest in peace to Mikey Dees. We miss you, man. hats off. Mikey D's one of the coolest guys. He had an apartment downtown with all these posters on the wall, and the man loved Kiss. The band Kiss was his life. Like, he had Kiss toys and Kiss posters and everything, like an aficionado, and I guess like a Kiss Army member would have. But he was also like the coolest guy. He just wanted to play records and talk about punk music with other musicians. That's what I remember about Mikey D's. Up next, Heavens to Betsy. I love this album, Calculated. This song is called Terrorist. Tucker with the band Heavens to Betsy, that song Terrorist from the album Calculated on Kill Rockstars Records. Olympia, Washington, one of the greatest exports. Slater Kinney, of course, is just a road here, and I think those were maybe explorers or something like that. But Heavens to Betsy, Corin Tucker, Slater Kinney, Portlandia, on and on. This is Little Red Car Wreck. Little Red Car Wreck, and it's called Rip Up the Carpet. It's such an amazing song. My band Japanther covered that song long ago. I've never met those people from Little Red Car Wreck. It is Olympia-centric music. I would love to meet them. I think that song is incredible. I think it really kind of defines this town's like poppy energy and spirit. Up next, we have Long Hind Legs, an amazing guy, Vern Rumsey. Again, we miss you, Vern.
Sound.
That's Long Hind Legs on the Scene Point Blank podcast. Long Hind Legs was a duo consisting of Vern and Greg. Vern was, of course, the bass player of the group Unwound and later Red Rumsey. His friend Greg rivaled people like Boy George and Robert Smith, in my opinion. He had an amazing pop sensibility and lyricism. Unfortunately, we lost Vern Rumsey way too young, so go back and check out all of Long Hind Legs' discography on his record label Punk and My Vitamins. Up next, we have a group called Gag from Olympia with their song No Cops. Check them out. Washington Hardcore Fest from Olympia is a big deal out here, so Gag was definitely the center of some of that. Have now migrated on and play in Seattle, Washington or something, I don't know. Not really around Olympia as much anymore, but Gag is great. Up next is Al Larson from Some Velvet Sidewalk, playing in his new group Value Added. This song is called Endless Grid from their brand new record forthcoming on Harriet Records. This is Value Added with Endless Grid. Here we go.
I'm living in Albany, I have six women.
That was Value Added, the incredible Al Larson from Burlington, Vermont, formerly of Olympia's Some Velvet Sidewalk. That was Endless Grid from their forthcoming record on Harriet Records. Up next, we have Kimya Dawson playing You Love Me. Formerly of Moldy Peaches, Kimya Dawson is an amazing political artist and folk punk singer, songwriter, and artist. This is You Love Me by Kimya Dawson on the Scene Point Blank podcast.
Still long, but you come along.
Tanya Dawson, You Love Me, really representing the poppy spirit and energy of Olympia Washington and the Puget Sound. What an incredible musician and a gifted folk punk artist. Lastly tonight, my group Howardian playing our song Jerry Strawberry, inspired by an experience I had in Hawaii where I met a man named Jerry Strawberry, and he's a welder, he's from Hawaii, and he had a lot of trippy things to say. So Howardian, Jerry Strawberry on the Scene Point Blank podcast. That's Howardian playing Jerry Strawberry from the record Together They Truly Trek Them on Star Cleaner Records. Thanks for listening to the Scene Point Blank podcast. This has been episode 13, concluding this season of the Scene Point Blank podcast. If you're still listening, please like, comment, and subscribe, as it really helps us find new listeners. Scene Point Blank is a webzine from the internet, and this is the corresponding podcast representing new music. Thanks for listening to this independent podcast. Signing off, this is Ian Vanek from Olympia, Washington. Oh.